from the guy who's read more about Bitcoin than anybody else you know, this is a Guy's Take episode. What is up, crew? Welcome back to the show. I am not going to be able to get it out an episode today. I started going through section 4, but like I said, today was crazy busy, and we're going to have to leave here in, God, I don't know, probably less than 30 or 40 minutes now, and I'm just not going to have time to get any sensible. I think I maybe got through like a fifth of it, but it's hardly anything even to speak of. And I didn't want to break up section 4 into 4 different pieces. It's another pretty long one. So, I did, however, want to announce that I did get this morning, I woke up really early and managed to finish the editing on my video. So I have my first YouTube video up on my actual channel here, my cryptoeconomy channel. It's basically running through the initialization of the Casa node, as well as configuring your router and forwarding the ports so that your node is fully accessible on both the Bitcoin network and the Lightning network, so you can route payments, and so you're all also offering up the blockchain and offering up blocks to anybody making requests to the peer-to-peer network. So, if you would like to watch that video, I have got that over at cryptoeconomy.life. That's our top post right now. I also posted it on Twitter. So definitely go check that out for anybody who has a Casa node, or if you just have a Bitcoin node and you never actually went out, got around to forwarding the port to your device so that your Bitcoin node actually offers up the blockchain to the network. Because if you don't configure the port, then it's not doing anything. It's just downloading and can be used for your own sake, but it does not respond to request or upload to the peer-to-peer Bitcoin network. So the routing configuration, everything in that is the same whether you have a Casa node or if you have a computer where you're just running a Bitcoin node or a Lightning node. So hopefully that can be helpful to you guys. And I've got another one coming. I mentioned it at the end of the video, but I found some. I've been having a whole lot of fun playing around with custom channels. I got a couple channels set up with autopilot, but I've been playing around with, like, there's a service, a couple service, one of them that lets you put in your public key for your Lightning node, and they will open up channels to give you liquidity. And then there's also a little trick I found with a service that allows you to send out a Lightning payment and receive in return a on-chain Bitcoin payment, basically a Lightning to on-chain swap, to give yourself liquidity in your channels without actually having to, you know, make a request to somebody else or have somebody else open up a channel with you, which I thought was really cool because one of you guys left me a comment on Podbean. Thank you very, very much, by the way. You've offered up a donation on Lightning. And when I saw that, I actually looked at my Lightning channels. The comment said, get a Lightning invoice for 300,000 Satoshis, which is like 10 or 12 bucks or something like that, whatever it is now. Probably less with the recent dump in price. So I set up the invoice and then started looking at my channels and realized that I actually did not have a single channel with that much liquidity. The most that I had spent out to anywhere while experimenting with Lightning was at the Blockstream store, and that was only like $7.80. So I was like, oh crap, I gotta figure out how to get my liquidity. And so I used the service to send out like 20 bucks and then have it sent back to me as an on-chain payment. Now, that does mean that you have to pay the on-chain fee, which was like, you know, 40 cent or something right now. And I had I guess it would be depending on the number of inputs that they have on their end, which I didn't actually look at the transaction on the blockchain to see. So I think I'm pretty sure that's a slightly higher than normal. That's not a single input transaction. So Don't know where it originated from, but I think it was about 40 cent that I spent. So it's not the lowest fee ever, but it's pretty cool that I can still just easily do that by going up there and using that service. That's zigzag.io, by the way. It's an atomic swap exchange where you send Lightning payments and they send you some other coin, but you can do on-chain Bitcoin as well. So I've had a lot of fun playing around with this thing, and I've got a lot of different recordings and stuff. I'm going to have another video where I play around with Satoshi's Place, Lightning Spin, and all these other things. So that will be coming out soon. Don't miss it. Don't forget to subscribe and check out cryptoeconomy.life. I'm going to start making videos pretty regularly, I think, just as maybe they're just little instructional videos or something like that. But this is just kind of a first, like, let's get this thing out and set it up so I can see how you guys respond. If you've got any input on it, you know, feel free to drop me a comment on the cryptoeconomy.life page in the comments below the video. If you have any suggestions or, you know, wanted it to have like a specific video you would like me to make, something that you think would be really helpful to you, which undoubtedly would be helpful to many people. Because sometimes I forget, you know, you get your own perspective, you forget what is something that was a real pain in the butt to learn and what people already know. Like, you know, I don't want to be wasting a whole lot of time repeating things that everybody knows, and I also don't want to be skipping over something that a lot of people might need that I forget was a real pain in the butt originally, but I've just gotten used to doing it. So a lot going on there, and don't forget to check out the new stuff on the website. Obviously, we got the Bitcoin Survivors book list, the reading list for to dive into the Bitcoin maximalist perspective. I am really, really loving The Selfish Gene. It's been a long time coming that I've been planning on reading that, and I finally just now got to it. Just finished recently The Drunkard's Walk, How Randomness Rules Our Lives. That was a fascinating book. It's a lot of different stories, and then the history of like the theories of randomness and probability theory and like where they started and how they came about, and the fact that like it's kind of crazy that some of the best theories of randomness and probability were from degenerate gamblers in the past. So it was a really good book. It's a really good book. So I definitely recommend it. And there's a lot of other great books up there. And those are affiliate links, all the ones that actually are purchasable, like Audible, Kindle, and or hard copy books. I think every single one of them is actually an affiliate link. I think I managed to get it for all of them. So if you are planning on getting any of those books or would like to dive into those topics, get those off the website and you'll be supporting the show and all the work I got going on at cryptoeconomy.life. With that, don't forget to follow me on Twitter and Mastodon and Medium at The Crypto Economy. And subscribe to the show, share it, leave me some feedback on iTunes, and let everybody know in the Bitcoin and crypto space that we got a podcast doing in audio, all the best articles and discussion in the space to take a deep dive into all the technology and development that's going on. And like I said, I got tons of stuff coming. More collections are on the way. I'm having a hard time sorting through, 200 and something episodes now to get the collections organized, and the code is a little bit annoying too. And I have to go in and like manually put in like all the time codes and all that stuff. It's kind of tedious. So I've been working on the video the last couple of days, but it is coming. Stay checking the website at cryptoeconomy.life, and I will catch you all back here maybe Friday. If I end up getting one out on Friday, it'll probably be something like this. It'll probably just be an update on what's going on. But other than that, everybody have a wonderful, wonderful Thanksgiving. Happy holidays to everybody who sticks around and listens to the Crypto Economy podcast, and everybody else who just might listen to one episode every here and there, but manages to catch this one. And have a wonderful weekend as well. And I will catch you all back here, if worse comes to pass, on Monday with another episode of the Crypto Economy Podcast, jumping into section 4 of the Iterative Capital Cryptocurrency Phenomenon Thesis. All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening. Take it easy, everybody.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.